USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday downplayed a spike in COVID-19 cases that's shattered state hospitalization records and strongly reiterated his vow not to impose a mask mandate or any business restrictions.
There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida.
DeSantis said he expects hospitalizations to drop in the next couple weeks, asserting that the spike is seasonal as Floridians spend more time together indoors to escape the summer heat and humidity. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Monday announced a series of so-called extraordinary measures the department is taking to give the federal government more room to spend under a reimposed debt cap, chiefly pausing investments in certain government employee pension funds. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A reinstituted Houston mask mandate requiring workers to wear masks while on the job may defy a statewide ban on such requirements. Mayor Sylvester Turner said in a memo to city employees Monday that the mandate was being issued because of a recent uptick in positive COVID-19 cases in our community. Governor Greg Abbott repeated his executive order last month banning mask mandates by any state or local government entity. Those who go against the ban are subject to fines of up to $1,000. Informed about what many consider a potential super spreader event taking place this weekend, the Biden White House danced around the least bit of condemnation, Jen Psaki noting there's nothing to worry about.
We certainly advise everyone to follow public health guidelines, which I know the former president, who is a huge advocate of getting vaccinated, of following the guidance of public health experts, would certainly advocate for himself as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
University of South Carolina has canceled its plan to enforce face coverings on campus for the upcoming fall semester after the state's attorney general warned that it would go against the intent of state legislation. The USC, whose campus in Columbia serves more than 35,000 students on July 30th, announced that everyone must wear masks at all times inside all campus buildings, regardless of their vaccination status, except in private offices, residence hall rooms, or while eating in campus dining halls. In a statement released Tuesday, USC Interim President Harris Pastides walked back from the previous plan, saying that masks will only be required in the university's healthcare buildings and on campus buses. Blago is back. The former Illinois governor wants to run for office again. The story from USA's Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. It also seeks an injunction that would allow him to run for office. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.